you know, for the benefit of the people who may have missed most or possibly all of the discussions regarding communicating with God, I thought it might be good if we go into some detail with regards to the foundation. And so that's the reason I went as long as I did with the foundation. Get that foundation. And I think that even with the rest of it being somewhat abbreviated, people would really, really get the gist of what we've been discussing, even if they missed out on most or all of the prior discussion. Okay, so here we go. Some of the ways that God communicates to us, conveys information to us, so that we can be on the lookout, be on the alert for various ways that he is working to get our attention, to convey to us so that we know what it is he wants us to be picking up on. Visions. According to some, they can occur while one is asleep, but generally speaking, the visions occur when people are wide awake, and to an extent, the natural eyesight is suspended temporarily so that the spiritual eyesight can dominate and the person can see something going on that is not apparent to the natural eyes. Visions. Now, I will say this, I'm abbreviating. As many of you know who were with us before, I did share a number of scriptural passages to go along with each of these forms of communication that I'll be discussing before. But again, this is just a summary, so I won't be doing that this time. I'll just be basically covering the gist of each of these. All right, so that's visions. Then we have dreams. And the dreams are often going to take place when we're asleep. And here's the thing, and a lot of you have noticed this. The dreams are not limited to being given when we're asleep at night. It can be 2 o'clock in the afternoon and we've fallen asleep to take a nap. Fallen asleep, you know, whether deliberately or didn't even plan it. We just closed our eyes for a minute. Next thing we knew, we were waking up. Well, regardless of whether we went to sleep on purpose or not, regardless of what day or night, or time of day or night it is, dreams generally occur while we're asleep. These are some of the ways that God conveys information to us. God also sometimes conveys information to us using his audible voice. And very briefly, one of the examples I gave was when the prophet Samuel, as a little boy, starting out his training in the temple under Eli, the priest, heard the voice of the Lord and thought he was hearing Eli's voice. He heard with his natural ears the voice, the audible voice of God. And it's interesting that God's voice can be heard by a person who only knows Spanish. His voice can be heard and understood by a person who only speaks English, who only knows English. His voice can be heard by a person who only knows and speaks Japanese. Doesn't matter what the language is. God, who is the creator of languages, can speak all the languages. And so it doesn't matter what nationality we are of, what ethnicity, what dialect we speak. Doesn't matter. God can communicate to us using an audible voice in a language that the person he's sending the information to can understand. All right, so how does God convey information to us? He can have what appears to be videos, actual moving footage inside our minds. And it's almost as though a video or DVR, whatever you want to say, is playing inside of our minds. We see actual movement and sometimes actually have audio going with that video. And so we're seeing and hearing action taking place inside our minds. Sometimes God is using it to warn us not to do this, but rather to do that. Sometimes he's indicating to us something that he's getting ready to give to us. It could be any number of reasons that he's conveying the information. But one of the ways he does it is by having videos playing inside our heads. Sometimes instead of video footage, it's just a still picture. Like we took a photograph of something rather than having video recorded something, just a photograph and a still picture that he puts in our minds. And we see it. Sometimes he can display these things outside of our minds. It's almost as though something is literally passing right in front of our eyes. Sometimes maybe a foot or two away, sometimes a few inches from our eyes, but the information is literally passing before our eyes. And sometimes it's in the form of a still picture that passes by. Sometimes it may be in the form of a video that's just being played out. Sometimes when God is communicating, conveying information to us, he'll do it by causing us to see words in our mind. And it's almost as though he has literally written something, written a paper, written some information down, and then presented it to our inner mind. It's almost as though we literally, and think about this now, why can't God do that? He is God, right? All right. How about this? This is something that happens very, very often. When God wants to convey information to us, he'll convey it to someone else first, and then have that person convey the information directly to us. So in other words, he will speak to us through other people. Yep. And one of the things that I pointed out, and this is so important, so important. Ladies and gentlemen, I really want you to hear this. And don't get upset now. Don't get upset. I know that very often we will teach ourselves things or other people will teach us things, and it will be very, very different. We'll hear someone say something, and it's very, very different from what we've been taught before. It's very different from what we've been hearing in the past. And very often, for many people, the immediate response is to get upset about hearing something that is different. And then the second part of their response is to reject what they've heard. When we come back, I want to continue this some by sharing something that I know is going to be a little different from what a lot of people teach on what I'm getting ready to share. But I want you to think about it. Still, I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail, but I want you to think about this. Be back in just a few.